Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit.
Well, welcome. It is the Sharpen Your Spirit Radio Show, and it is Sunday, and we get so excited because this is our special show called The Messengers. And what that means is that here on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show is that we invite some very special guests from all around the world to share their gift with you and to let you know a little bit about not only what they do, but how they are healing the world and how you can maybe learn from them a little bit, or maybe you can find some healing through their beautiful voice. So this is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and I am so grateful that you have shown up this morning on a beautiful, gorgeous Sunday morning. We are here in Northern California, and love and light goes out to anybody and everybody who is listening in today or listening to this podcast in recording. So let's take a big, deep breath together. Bring ourselves to this beautiful moment, because we really have a neat lady that's going to be joining us in just a few seconds. And her name is Lorraine McCall. And Lorraine McCall has a very interesting story about how she became a healer and a light worker and what it is that brought her to this experience. And, you know, her story is so beautiful, and it also shares with us that sometimes we have to go through some bumps, some turns, some stop signs, and, you know, go yield signs and go the other way till we really get to that place where we're supposed to be. So let me tell you a little bit about Lorraine. Lorraine McCall is an experienced RN and medical intuitive. She has worked as a dedicated nurse for over 25 years in fields including hospice, cardiology, ICU, and ER. During her years studying and practicing Western medicine in various hospitals and centers across Northern California, she realized that her real calling was to work with people on a more energetic level and a more loving, light-filled place. And so she's taken her experience in Western medicine and blended the experience that she now has with using light and love and energy. And she's done some really neat things to get herself prepared for this, as using different spiritual teachers and scientists that include Eckhart Tolle, Dr. Bruce Lipton, oh gosh, we all have to love his work, and many, many others. And she's now devoted herself to creating this really well-rounded, revolutionary practice. And she does some really new and inventive things that I can't wait for her to share with you. I want to make sure that I'm going to give her all the love and the glory that she deserves, and I'm going to let her explain some of those things to you. So I'm going to bring her on right now, and here you go. You get to meet Lorraine, special girl. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Cindy. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I want to start off by saying that my middle name is McCall, and that was my mother's maiden name, and my last name is Chilson, Chilson. And then that's my father's
name. Oh, my goodness.
Name. So I like having my mother's and my father's name.
I love that. I love that. And I apologize greatly. I do have all that right here in front of me, but for some reason, I got very stuck on the McCall name. So maybe, and you said that's your mom's name?
Yeah, I am a little bit more my mom than my dad, though, so that's fine, too.
Well, mom must be watching over you today.
Oh, she always
because
is.
Because out in my mind that I was going to use the McCall name, and I, for whatever reason, the Chilson name didn't happen. I'm sure dad's around, too, though, just so you know. So share with us a little bit about yourself, because you have such a neat story, background story, and our talk today is about how we create our realities. And, you know, we all know that at this time where there's so much change and there's so many things going on, that creating our own reality is not only important to ourselves as a human, but important to ourselves as a spiritual soul. So I'm looking forward to, you know, chatting with you about this. But before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I want to tell you a little bit about myself, but then I want to go back and really focus on how to create your own reality, because this is a very important time in history right now, and people need to know this information. About me, I'm 53 years old, and I've really had a life of suffering. I've lived a life of a victim, and it started out in childhood when my mother suffered greatly also. She actually was a bit of a shaman herself and just had all of the powerful spiritual gifts, but instead was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and put on antipsychotic meds, which is a tragedy in itself. But through her suffering, et cetera, it kind of has created who I am. And my life of victimhood and suffering has really catapulted me into the position that I am in order to help others. So I've specifically, I had an eating disorder when I was a teenager, almost for 10 years. I was bulimic. I had two bad marriages. The last one that I got out of that was almost 20 years. I was constantly addicted to men who had sexual disorders, who were sexual addicts themselves. And even though I wasn't a sexual addict, I kind of knew it was going on. You know, that is just a crazy state of mind, just that jealousy, and it's terrible. And you know what's going on
in their lives,
do you? Yeah.
I can imagine that it certainly would be.
It is. It's a terrible thing.
So share with me a little bit about how that affected you.
It just keeps you in a low level of consciousness so that you, and then it harms your self-esteem so that you don't even have self-esteem. That in turn will affect how you look and how you age. It's a very aging state of mind, a lower level of consciousness. And I really want help. I want to help people to pull out of that and get out of that. Because as I started getting older and I finally got out of the 20-year marriage, I raised a couple of children, and there's lots to be said about that, too. That'd be another radio show. Because those of us who stay in marriages because we're trying to protect the children, you're actually raising them. You're showing them what to do, and then they'll grow up, and they'll kind of repeat these experiences also, which is just a horrific understanding. So I've gained a lot of wisdom through the years that I've lived. And as I got older, when I finally...
Let me ask you just a really quick question. And that is, you know, I can imagine going through that was extremely a huge struggle and challenging. And when you were going through it, were you aware that... What you were going through, or were you just in that kind of self-survival mode?
So 20 years is a long time. So there's a lot of it was kind of both. I was aware of it. I wasn't aware of how intuitive I was. I was incredibly intuitive. And so what that also does when you have someone lying to you all the time is it blocks your intuition, and it blocks you from who you really are. And, you know, that's
so very
a tragedy.
That's so very true. That's so very true. It's very hard to be who you really are when you're in a situation where you're being, you know, controlled, basically.
Exactly.
So how did you actually find out who you really are, and how did you actually, you know, heal yourself through this? Because 20 years is a long time, and I would think that would take quite a bit of self-work to move yourself from that experience to this amazing experience that you have in your life right now.
Yeah, it did. You know, what it did was I was just in an incredible amount of emotional pain. I was alone in my house one time in El Dorado Hills. That's where we raised our children. And I just got on my hands and knees and just started praying.
Well, that's a good place to start. I often say that times in my life when I've been in struggle that I had to get down on my knees and move up from there.
Well, yes, that's true. And then what happened with that is I just started praying, and I started praying for all of the people that I had hurt. And what's amazing about that is that kind of opened me up. What was interesting about it was it opened me up to the spirit world, and spirit started communicating with me. So then I started kind of working for spirits, which was really interesting. And so, you know, On my journey, I keep asking, who am I? Who am I? And I was led to some shaman work. And Michael Horner was an anthropologist, and he trained in shamanism. And I was reading some of his work, and he said, you're a shaman until the spirits stop working with you, and then you're not a shaman. And I thought, oh, my God, I've been a shaman. And I had a recent phone call with my mother, and I said, Mom, I'm a shaman. And she said, yeah, I know that. I said, well, how'd you know that? She said, I just know who you are. And so that's really fascinating, because the spirit world needs people on the planet right now that they can work through. And so, but people are aren't well, okay? So they can't work through them, because what people are that shamans work through are simply a conduit. But you have to have enough of your problems worked through in order for them to work through you, so that you are a clear conduit in order to get the message to help others.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, absolutely. So there was some place in here where you did some really big healing in your life for yourself, so you could become this this connection to help others and carry others through this.
Absolutely.
Am I correct? Okay. So share with me a little bit about, so you told me about praying. What else did you do to help yourself get healed?
You know, I went to Abidjan, Brazil twice in 2013 and 2014 to see John of God. And in 2014, I was 51, and they asked if anyone would like to be would like to have a physical surgery on stage. And I had never wanted that. You know, that's even hard for me to watch. But the night before, I was told by a spirit that I needed healing for my liver. And the liver is an organ where a lot of hate and rage and anger is stored. And I had a lifetime of it, okay? And so
right.
I couldn't believe it. My hand shot up in the air, and I went on stage. You'd have to go on and you know, YouTube some of that if you don't know what I'm talking about. And he cut into my abdomen on stage, you know, without any anesthesia or anything. And you realize I'm an RN. And
Right. So this is not normal.
Yeah. No, exactly. Stuck his fingers into the wound and then started stitching it up. And when he started stitching it up, I completely passed out. And I was transported to another dimension where there were a lot of people in colored clothing, because when you go to John of God, everybody wears white so the spirits can see your body more clearly and help you. And I was transported to another dimension. And then I came back into the dimension on stage. Someone had put me in a wheelchair. And I realized later that part of that was also for others, you know, to be a healing witness for others who are watching me. And so that's just been part of my process in this life's journey.
Wow, well, that is a story, and I think, you know, everybody, I hope, knows of John of God. If they don't, I would certainly say look him up, because talk about amazing story. John of God certainly has one. I know Oprah did a big thing on him, and I think most people from there knew who he was and what an amazing spirit and a gifted being he is. So how lucky you were. So you must feel completely healed at this point.
I am completely healed of what I was going through, of relationships with men, with sexual addiction. I am healed of that. I think healing is a continuous process. And there's always things, but I'm always working on healing whatever needs to be healed.
Absolutely. And I think that anybody that's on this path of becoming more connected to love and more connected to light and helping others and caring for others mm-hmm. and in a big-hearted, beautiful way like the work that you do, I think all of us are in this place where we have these different layers that we have to, you know, peel back to heal one at a time. And I understand that, and I'm sure all the listeners do too. So what do you need to do to get healed? So you've gone through this amazing experience, and now what you do is you pull people through to help them get healed from this. So share a little bit about that for me.
Well, I just have a lot of tools in my tool bag. So what I do is I just sit and listen to people with whatever their problem is. And it's a whole host of things. It can be that they've been raped many times, or maybe they have an addiction to pornography, or they have a cancer in their body right now. Maybe they're at so I do hypnosis. I do past life regression. I do tuning fork therapy, which is a new modality created by Eileen McCusick, which is fascinating. And so the point is, and then also I've just recently been selected to be one of Dr. Joe Dispenza's trainers in order to train people on how to create your reality. And so what people don't understand, and this is really, really important, is that we are electromagnetic. Our thoughts are electric and our feelings are magnetic. And so if you have a history of thinking and feeling a certain way and you keep that going of thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling that way, you're throwing those thoughts out and those feelings back, and you can just put your past and just place it onto your future because you're just going to recreate that. So you have to change that, and that's Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. So he has workshops all over. I've been to two of them. I'm now going to go be one of his trainers, and I'm also helping people to understand how to change their reality, because there's two lines of energies that are forming right now, and this is the thing that I really want people to understand. One line is very negative, and it's almost like trains that are leaving the station. One line is very negative, and it's going left, and it's like a whole world totalitarianism world government. The other one is very positive. As time goes on, as the next 3 years pass, these trains are going to get further and further apart. And if you want to get onto the train to the right, in 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to be running full speed to get over there. Because I think we're going to be locked into the frequency that we're at. Because everything is energy, everything is frequency. So the frequency that you are emitting, which has to do with your feeling and thinking and thinking and feeling, and if that's very negative, you're in the train on the left. So you've got to learn how to think and feel and think and feel and get on the train on the right in order to manifest a positive reality. Because I believe what's going on is time is collapsing. And so things are speeding up. And this energy is intensifying. And so it's very, very critical. I want your listeners to pay attention. You need to become very, very positive right now. You need to forgive. You need to learn how to love. And there's a recipe for it. Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, I can help. A lot of people are helping with this. And then also the great channelers. The great channelers are Kryon, Abraham, Bashar, Barbara Marciniak through the Pleiadians, and there's others. But get yourself some help. Get yourself to a light worker. I am a light worker. There's many light workers that are very profound to assist you into changing and getting on the train on the right.
I love that analogy. I have to say, Lorraine, that is such a simple, you know, a lot of us, you know, in this human experience are very visual creatures, and that is such a fantastic analogy, because we all know there's some big change and some big shakeup, I'll call it, going on.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes,
a lot of us are being very drawn to the light, or being a light worker. And I find it a very perfect way to explain that. And I think it's easy and simple enough that people can understand that, you know, now's the time to make the move. So if you're getting the urge, if you're getting that feeling that you need to make a move, then what you need to do is you need to find yourself a person that you resonate with that can help you through this move. And some people are going to be able to go through it on their own because they kind of are able to do that, but a lot of other people are going to need help from people like you. So if you're going to give an experience or an idea of one thing that people could do, their very first step to get them to move to the sit on the right train versus the left train, as we'll call it here, what would you suggest?
You need to start creating your own reality. What I do is I get up in the morning anywhere from 3 to 4 in the morning, and I create my own reality. So I sit in a state of altered consciousness, and that hour is the hour that your pineal gland is making melatonin. So you become your own pharmaceutical. You become your own pharmacy, okay?
Right.
And so what you do is you start thinking about what you want. Make a clear intention. And then you allow yourself to feel that. How are you going to feel that way when you have what you've created? And then you seal it up with gratitude. And you get up from your meditation knowing that it has already been delivered to you. And this is
quantum
physics.
It's already there.
It's already
right
there. Just get up and know that.
Right.
And do this every single morning. And do it every morning for 2 or 3 months. And then when you're awake, don't think about it. Don't try to create it. Don't worry about it. And just be surprised at how it returns back to you.
So do you find that through doing this in this, so I call this like a little bit of a, you know, your own ritual that you've come up with for yourself. And do you find that when you teach clients to do this, that this really does help step them into their next reality and their new reality?
Oh, yeah, if they're willing to do the work. This isn't my stuff. This is Joe Dispenza's work. I've learned it from him. And so the hardest part with this is if people are going to do it or not. If you can't get up at that hour, no problem. Just do it at some time during your day. At some time during your day, take a little time, because our awakened state right now is beta waves. If we put an EEG machine to our head, this is beta waves. Alpha waves is when you're more relaxed, you're in an altered, relaxed state of consciousness, and then there's theta waves and delta waves, and delta waves are, and so when you get up when you're really sleepy anyway, you're kind of already in those waves. So you can kind of train yourself to just create what you want and then allow that to come back to you. So very, very important to realize that you do create your own reality. And then once you understand that you do, it's exciting. You're like, whoa, what am I going to create next?
Boy, people will love that. You know, we've talked so much for so many years about, you know, that thoughts become things, and that they are, you know, kind of maybe we'll call a baby step into this new reality, that you have to change those. But this is really taking it much deeper, and it's like not only your thoughts but your vibration, and really setting a very clear, I'll call it intention, and then just letting it go and letting the universe create that for you.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Exactly. So. There's a couple things I really want people to know, too. Don't make decisions out of fear. Fear is a bad vibration. And it has it will have, I'm trying to think of a word, it will just keep going. You'll keep having fearful things show up when you make decisions out of fear. I really want to highlight so, that. Do not make decisions out of fear.
I think that is so important, and I think that, you know, being a spiritual being in this human experience, that, you know, a lot of times we have things we're fearful of. And so maybe fearful is, am I going to be able to pay the bills? Maybe fearful is, am I good enough to be able to do this? Do I, you know, if I step forward and I try to do this, you know, do I have what it takes? You know, I mean, there's so many different things that people can get fearful about. So what would be a good suggestion to help people to kind of stop that and immediately move to a more enlightened way of stepping forward and releasing that fear?
Yeah, sit down and unravel where that fear came from. If you realize that you're fearful and you're getting ready to make a decision out of fear, sit yourself down and just say, what am I really afraid of? What is it? Where did this come from? Go to the source of it. Maybe the source of it when you were 10 years old and something happened, etc. Unravel that fear. And when you unravel it, it'll be released. The other thing that I really want to say is if you're really fearful and you're going to go to a certain light worker and they're charging a lot of money, that should be a red flag. This is a time where people are so fearful that they're kind of going to go to anybody, you know, and then sometimes you might think that more money means that that's the one that is, you know, really going to get you to where you need to go. And it's not true. I've suffered from this myself. Joe Dispenza's classes, which he is helping just thousands upon thousands of people, I think is $490 for two full days of just fantastic information. That's a very, very reasonable price for what you are getting out of that. If someone is charging you thousands of dollars for something, you know, that's a red flag. Walk away from that.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. I think that's a really good thing to bring forward, because in these times where we're trying to raise the vibration, where we're trying to help people to create their own reality, we're doing it from our heart. And granted, we deserve as our time to get something for that, but these people that are charging a lot, I can totally see your point in that, and that certainly makes a good, very good point. So.
Yes.
So believe it or not, we have almost run out of time, and I have to tell you, I could talk to you for about 3 hours. I'm loving every moment of it. So
I loved it.
You have some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom, and I wanted to share with everybody that you have some very neat therapies that you do, and we talked about you giving a beautiful free session over the phone to anybody that needs a consultation to know what is the step that they need to take to create their own reality. And so if people would like to reach out to you, Lorraine, what is the best way for them to reach you?
They can go to my website, which I'm going to have redone here pretty soon, but it's energyhealingandhypnosis.com. I know those are
okay.
A lot of letters. You got to make sure they're spelled right. And my phone number, 916. Sure, let me say it again. Energyhealingandhypnosis.com.
Perfect.
And
then your
my phone
number is?
916-798-1199.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. So everybody... I, as you can see, Lorraine has a beautiful gift, and she's certainly gone through a long life of learning to bring herself to be able to give this gift to you, to help you create your own reality, and for you to be healed, and for you to get on that train to the right, the train that is going through towards the light, the right train towards the light. That's what I like to say. So her phone number again is 916-798-1199. And again, it's a free session, so I would certainly reach out to her, because I think she has some beautiful wisdom that she could help you with. And I want to thank you so much, Lorraine, for coming on the show today. You are definitely a light that is going to be doing some beautiful healing here on this earth, and I thank you so much for
coming and sharing this particular gift because it was very different, it was very unique, and it's so important that people hear what you say about creating their own reality.
Well, Cindy, I want to thank you. I am just so grateful that you've reached out to me. I just can't tell you. I am so grateful.
Well, thank you for saying yes. And so that is our show for today, everybody. This is Cynthia Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit. And you know what we do here is we help entrepreneurs to heal their business so they can create more love and more light here in the world. And through this show, we help messengers tell what it is that they do so they can get the word out. And the fact is, now's the time to move towards the light. And Lorraine is a beautiful light worker that we're so grateful came on the show today. So this is Cindy Sharp. We always end the same way. Love, light, and a big kiss. Until next weekend, have a beautiful day, everybody.